Imagine that sound, a lion's roar echoing across the savannah. Or maybe a tiger just moving silently through the jungle. They're symbols, aren't they? Wildness power. But here's the thing, the really critical question. Can these incredible animals actually survive? I mean, in the world we have now. Okay, let's unpack this.
It's a pretty stark picture, unfortunately. These amazing big cats, they're really facing an unprecedented crisis.
Right.
And they're not just, beautiful symbols. They're crucial, keystone species.
Keystone species, right.
Yeah, think about lions, keeping herbivore populations in check, stopping overgrazing. They basically maintain the health of the whole ecosystem. So their decline, it's like a critical barometer for how healthy or unhealthy the planet is overall. Today, we're really diving deep into the five main Panthera species. We'll look at what makes them unique, the really big threats they face, and importantly, what's being done to try and secure their future.
That really sets the stage. Okay, so let's get into these five species. What makes each one so special? This is where it gets really interesting. First up, the lion, Panthera leo. They're unique among big cats because they're social, right? Living in prides.
Exactly, the only truly social ones.
Yet even with that strength in numbers, their population just plummeted 43% down between 93 and 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, and their historic range. It's shrunk to just 8% of what it was. The IUCN lists them as vulnerable.
And it's interesting, isn't it, that social structure, normally a strength, can actually become a weakness when human pressures get too intense. It breaks up prides, isolates them.
That's a really sobering point. Okay, next, the tiger, Panthera tigris, the biggest of the wildcats.
Majestic animals, solitary hunters, and those stripe patterns are unique to each one, like fingerprints.
So critically endangered. We've already seen that that devastating domino effect you hear about. Three subspecies are just gone. The Bali, Javan, Caspian tigers extinct. It's a terrible warning for the whole species, really.
It really is. That pattern just shows how fast things can unravel. It underlines how urgent the action needs to be for the ones remaining.
Okay, onto the jaguar, Panthera onca, the only big cat native to the Americas.
And that bite, strongest pound-for-pound bite of any big cat. They can crush skulls.
Incredible. They're listed as near threatened right now, but their habitat loss is accelerating. 20% gone in just the last 14 years.
Which makes them a kind of crucial bellwether, especially for the health of places like the Amazon.
Right. And that leads us nicely to the leopard, Panthera pardus. They're known for being incredibly adaptable, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Masters of adaptation. You find them in all sorts of environments, from rainforests to deserts. It suggests real resilience.
But, and this is key, that adaptability shouldn't be mistaken for invulnerability.
No, definitely not.
Look at the Amur leopard. It's a critically endangered subspecies, fewer than 60 individuals left in the wild. It just proves that even the most versatile animals can be overwhelmed by persistent human threats. Globally, leopards are vulnerable.
And finally, the snow leopard, Panthera oncea, the ghost of the mountains.
So elusive, living way up in those high-altitude habitats.
Exactly. And that makes them incredibly difficult to study. There's kind of a critical blind spot in conservation because we just don't have enough information on these remote populations. Their vulnerable status is really concerning because of that uncertainty.
So it's clear these majestic five, they're really on the edge. What exactly is this perilous web of threats jeopardizing them?
Well, the biggest one, the most pervasive really, is habitat loss and fragmentation.
Right. Driven by deforestation, farming.
Precisely. Agriculture expanding, forests coming down, the numbers are just staggering. Lions have lost something like 92% of their historical habitat.
92%.
Tigers, 95%. Jaguars, about 50%. And it's not just less space, it isolates the populations that are left.
Which messes with genetic diversity, right?
Exactly. Makes them much more vulnerable to disease, less able to adapt to changes like climate
And
change.
then there's the direct killing the illegal wildlife trade and poaching.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Demand for their parts, like bones. Shockingly, lion bones are now often used as a substitute for tiger bones in traditional medicine because tigers are so rare.
No way.
Yes. And then there are pelts and even the illegal pet trade. It's unbelievable. But there are estimates of over 8,000 tigers held in captive breeding farms, many just feeding this illegal market.
That's horrifying. And we should briefly mention human-wildlife conflict, too.
Oh, definitely. When big cats prey on livestock, which happens more as their natural prey and habitat decline, farmers might retaliate. Retaliatory killings are tragically common. And layered over all that is the slow creep of climate change. Things like rising sea levels, threatening tiger habitats and mangrove forests like the Sundarbans.
Wow. Okay. Given all these immense challenges, these statistics, it feels pretty heavy. So what does this actually mean for their future? Is there hope? Where do we find it?
There absolutely is hope. And it often lies in collaboration. Global efforts, policy changes.
Yeah.
Take the coalition to end wildlife trafficking online. They've worked with tech companies to block literally millions of listings for illegal wildlife products.
That's significant.
It is. And policy like the U.S. Big Cat Public Safety Act in 2022, that made private ownership of big cats illegal, which helps tackle both welfare issues and part of the illegal trade.
And it's not just top-down stuff, right? Community involvement seems crucial.
Absolutely essential. Look at the Casitas Azul's Little Blue Houses project in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
They help protect domestic animals, like dogs, in sturdy shelters at night. This stops jaguars from preying on them, reducing conflict and fostering coexistence between people and predators. It's simple, but effective.
That's a fantastic example of a local solution.
It really is. And these efforts, plus things like targeted rescue and rehabilitation, like Covey the Jaguars in Mexico, who was hit by a car, treated, and released back into the wild, they show it's possible.
So the future really hangs on this sustained collaborative action on all fronts. Their ecological role, as you said, keystone species, it means their survival isn't just about saving one amazing animal.
No, it's much bigger than that. It's about the health of entire ecosystems. They're irreplaceable. That's the heart of it, really.
Yeah.
Protecting these incredible creatures, it's about safeguarding the health of some of the Earth's most vital ecosystems. And ultimately, it's about protecting our shared natural heritage.
So maybe the final thought for you, the listener, is this. What lessons can we actually take from their struggle? What does it tell us about our own impact and maybe our responsibility to the planet we all share?